This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behaviour, fulfil their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organised in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day yesterday, President Murmu described, "The Indian Constitution is a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of a social justice and inclusive development." Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organisation challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court yesterday. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it is due to the Constitution's strength that it has been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Negwal said, "The Indian Constitution is the fundamental base of unity, integrity and development of India." Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna said, "The nation honours this historic occasion not merely as a celebration of adoption of the Indian Constitution, but as a nod to a living and breathing document." Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, will launch a national campaign Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the programme is to make India a child marriage-free nation. During the event, the minister will unveil the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. The Union Minister will lead a collective pledge against child marriage, which is expected to reach up to 25 crore citizens during the campaign. The Election Commission dismissed a report by an online news portal alleging a mismatch between votes polled and counted in the Maharashtra Assembly elections. The ECI termed the news report as misleading, inaccurate and bereft of facts. In a letter written by the Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer to the editor of the portal, the poll body clarified that the alleged mismatch of over 5 lakh votes in the report was mischievously quoted and failed to account for postal votes in a seemingly deliberate attempt to mislead and sensationalize. The commission mentioned that the postal ballots, which were part of the total votes in the voter turnout app VTA, were not included by the portal. It criticised the news report, stating that it was misleading, inaccurate, unwritten and published in haste without accounting for the accurate details. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday announced the selection of 8 quantum startups under National Quantum Mission and the National Mission on Interdisciplinary Cyber-Physical Systems in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the minister underlined that the selected startups will represent all major domains of quantum technology like quantum communications, quantum computing, quantum sensing and quantum materials. The minister also asserted that the initiative is going to boost commercialization and promote sustainable startups. He added that the selected startups are going to be the torchbearers of the Viksit Bharat 2047. Further, the minister underscored that India is among the very few nations across the globe to be implementing the quantum mission. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right to freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said, "It has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh, Samilit Sanatan Jagran Jot Chinmoy Krishnadas." It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. The air quality in the national capital Delhi remains in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 312 as of 8 PM yesterday. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. Delhi's Vivek Vihar recorded at 334, Arkipuram recorded an AQI 319. And that is the end of this news bulletin.